Good morning. Welcome to the full Totnes breakfast on Sound Art Radio 102.5 FM. Shut up theme tune. That's the old one because just actually managed to get that going on the skin of my teeth because me technology's letting me down again. But it's all right. We have countermeasures to cope with that situation. And that was the old theme tune, which I've used to a couple of times this week. Anyway, that's by the by. Today is Friday. It is the 17th of September. It's a lovely day at the moment out there. And today we'll be joined by Katie Whitehouse, who will be bringing along a stash of music. She's got loads of it here. So we'll be listening to stuff and she'll be telling us all about what's going on with those pieces of music and all that. We don't have Hugh Nankerville. He is currently suffering from the COVID. He was at a, it's only speculation, but he might have got it at a festival he was working at. But hopefully get well soon. Hugh, we need you back. Time for some music. And we're setting off with the man with the black moustache, the monochrome set. We'll be right back. monochrome set.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, the man with the black moustache. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Peter. How are you today?
Oh, I'm frazzled.
I wonder why.
These playlists to work, but we'll manage. We'll fight our way through.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had a bit of dead air there.
You're doing great. Just never give up.
Never give up.
Never give up.
I was talking to Paul Hussle on Saturday and Carol Madge, and that's what we came to the conclusion that never giving up is the only way forward. Are you still
excellent
there? Yes, I thought you'd gone there for a second. I was about to
give up, but now I'm spurred on.
Yes, so monochrome set. Why monochrome set?
I loved that song. I loved that album, Love Zombies, which came out in the 1980s, and it was kind of like the soundtrack to my life. It took me back to a tiny room down the Cowley Road in Oxford, where I had a student house, a massive kind of big Victorian terrace house with six of us at least at any in a brilliant way. Just going from, you know, studies to party to fancy dress to all kinds of things.
Well, that's
really, really, really happy memory. And I thought somebody made me a mixtape at the time, and that's that song, The Man with the Black Moustache, is on it. And
mixtapes, they were a great thing.
I know. I'd often start my day with a rolly and that track. That's really terrible, isn't it? I haven't smoked for many decades, but
yeah. It's got credibility.
that would kickstart me. So I thought that'd be a good kickstart to the day.
Yeah.
To the show.
Good. Yeah, and it is a good kickstart. It's a joyful little punky song, isn't it?
It is really joyful. And it's sort of throwaway, but if you listen the lyric isn't long, but if you listen to it, it could just be really throwaway. There could be something a bit darker in there too. That's what I always thought, anyway.
Good.
So looking beneath the layers.
So have you got a theme for the music today, or is it just a bunch of stuff you've picked out?
It started with a theme of swimming, and then it just went into a bunch of stuff that I just really wanted to listen to. But the next track, which is from Harbottle and Jonas's beautiful latest release, The Beacon, it's called Anam Cara, and it's I wanted to play a bit of Harbottle and Jonas today, playing at the Studio 30 up in Dartington on Saturday the 25th, and I think because it was going to be part of a songwriting course that's actually been postponed, I feel that the gig itself has been a little bit buried, and so I wanted to dig in and unearth it. The songwriting workshop was going to be based around the woods and swimming and walking. I've picked this really beautiful track from The Beacon, which is based around a poem that was written by Freya. Anam Cara is actually Gaelic for soul friend, and it's Freya and David and Annie were on their way for a swim in the river, and this poem just came from her. It's about the battle between mind and body.
It will be cold, my skin tells me, and my mind listens, forces my pores to contract, my organs to withdraw, as though all I am is blood and bone, as though all that is worth honouring is my body. But from this well of flesh, my soul whispers, and my heart turns and leaps with knowing, commandeers the frigate that is my matter and steers me towards the river. Sure enough, as I bathe in its cooling depths, forgiving hands pull away the cells that no longer serve me. As I turn to you, a small voice whispers, it is cold, but it is wonderful too.
Anamkara. Have I pronounced that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By yeah, Art, beautiful. Art really Ballantyne. Beautiful music and words, yeah.
Wonderful. And
yeah.
Oh, Marge Simpson, we got something from.
Mara Simpson.
Oh, yeah, Mara, so, okay.
Yeah, not Marge. Why is that a typo on my part? Sorry.
No, it's on the screen.
Marge. Okay, Mara Simpson.
I'm being flippant.
Yeah. Mara Simpson, I heard of fairly recently, really. She's topical today because she's playing at Drift Records Shop in Totnes at 5 p.m. And later tonight she's playing with World Unlimited in their new venue in a church in Newton Abbot. So if you go to World Unlimited's website and go to Drift Records at 5 p.m., you will hear some really, really beautiful, soulful, sincere, warm and rich and intimate songwriting and musicianship from Mara. So I don't think I can make it to the gig tonight, but I'm certainly going to pop along to Drift Record Shop to meet her. She's got a new release of it's a single, but it's actually three songs. And I listened to them all, and I thought this is where my swimming theme kind of, not that the black man with the black mustache has anything to do with swimming at all, that was just about kind of get up and go in the morning.
I listened, one
of the tracks is called In This Place, and it captivated me, and I thought I'm gonna bring that to the table. It could be about swimming for all we know.
Mara Simpson in this place. Well, I like that. Nicely chosen.
Yeah, so good. I think that it might have been Lucas Drinkwater who flagged her up for me, because he's Stroud based as well. I love this new release of hers. In this place, she calls it a tale of quiet rebellion and taking back control. And it's also, I mean, I love that quiet rebellion. That reminds me of something that I'll come back to, but let me focus on this first. This is a taking back control, but in a quiet way. I think that there's strength in quiet rebelling, quietly rebelling. There's more strength often in doing things in a strong, peaceful way than in shouting and ranting. This new album marks the start of another new journey for Mara, and it's going to be the first record to be released on Downfield Records, which is actually her own late record label, and she has set this up as a non-profit imprint placing artists at its center. I'm really interested in this. She says, "I want to try and promote transparency and equality, assist other artists to get public funding, and to pay forward the time and resources that I've benefited from." So I think she has been through a difficult time and benefited in some way from help. But the label's mission is to see musicians paid fairly and release records through a creative and joyous process. I absolutely celebrate everything she says there. Mm.
And so
I think she had a difficult time in 2000, this album. She says,
"You broke up there. Say that sentence again."
Mara had a difficult time in 2019, and when she stepped into the studio to record this album, she says, "I stepped into the studio not needing my hand held, just my voice heard." And I really love that phrase. So I would say, see you at Drift Records at 5 p.m. And if you can make it to Well Done Limited's gig tonight in the church in Newton Abbot, then I think it's going to be absolutely magical.
Right. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
Good stuff.
And you brought new stuff as well now.
I bought some new stuff, yeah. I've brought a track that hasn't been played on the radio before because it wasn't one of their releases, single releases in the build-up to their album, Revolution Starts at Home by Totnes duo Long for the Coast. The album is out on Friday, October the 8th, so it's not long now. We're getting closer, and I was listening to it, as I do, because it's absolutely stunning, full of such incredibly heartfelt writing and playing and singing. And I was really caught last night by this track, To Colour My Days.
3 years have felt like a movie, but lately the actors all change. The script writes itself, but it means nothing to me without you to colour my days, to colour my days. Drove between towns, seeing friends round the country. For 3 months this summer went fast. We'd skate between shows with no fixed abode, and we'd laugh all wrapped up in our coats, and we'd laugh all wrapped up in our coats. Drove to the coast. Don't ask me my plans, God knows I don't know. The mob's has been lost, but I'm guessing we're close. It's going on with you, I'm home. It's going on with you, I'm home. Mm-hmm. fisherman gamble and the stray dogs play. South for the winter to vacate my stress, I guess. For now we'll stay, but without you I'm counting my days. But without you I'm counting my days. But without you I'm counting my days. We packed up the van and drove to the coast. Don't ask me my plans, God knows I don't know. The map says we're lost, but well, I'm guessing we're close. Cause going on with you I'm home. We packed up the van and drove to the coast. Don't ask me my plans, God knows I don't know. Maybe it's right. Working down on the M5.
To Colour My Days by Long for the Coast. Yeah, you're right. That's a great track. It's got a feel of beautiful South, kind of maybe even a bit of Ed Sheeran. It's like a pop song.
It's like a proper pop song, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that there are like, they have influences from, I don't know, Ben Howard, Bonobo, This Is the Kit, Nitin Sawhney, Frank Turner, Sufjan Stevens, you know, a lot of influence, but they've been called, you know, one of the best duos on the scene and full of beauty and empathy. And I think that is one of the things that makes them stand out. It's not just great, kind of great songwriting and a great kind of pop feel. They say if you want to change the world, you have to start with yourself. And they genuinely walk their talk. They are beautiful people who are just open-hearted and amazing to work with. I'm working with them, by the way. And if you haven't noticed,
I wouldn't have known.
And really, really love working with them. Everything, the journey is smooth. And if the journey gets bumpy, it just gets smoothed out again immediately. So their album's coming out on October the 8th. And we've organised a launch gig in Ashburton Arts on the 15th of October. And just can't wait to see them with their whole band, four-piece band, on that gorgeous stage. And I want to try and get as many people there as possible to celebrate these people and their incredible music.
Such a lovely venue. Really nice venue, that.
Yeah, such a good venue in every way, really. And I think, you know, whilst I'd love a space like that in Totnes, at least we got it really close, you know. And Andy, who runs it, as you know, he just never stops booking world-class music there. You know, he manages to get people who are on tour from all over the world to come and play and bring the most extraordinary eclectic music.
Massively well connected, you must be.
Yes, well connected, and also really generous. And just he says yes because he wants things to happen, and not for nothing they were voted like one of the Guardian's top 10 small venues.
Oh, was it? Know. That's cool.
Yeah, that was in 2019, I think, and. It is a top venue, and I love the way they have their ticketing system. They have a basic price, which is I think it's now a tenner, and then it says, but pay £6 if you can't afford a tenner, and pay £14 if you can afford it. And I've been on the door. I've put on loads and loads of gigs there, and on the door, people really do pay. Most people pay the middle price. Some people will, without any shame, quite rightly pay the lower price. And some people slide up to the bigger price. And I just absolutely love that. I think actually it's something that everyone could take on because
it does even out.
Why
I guess.
Not have a sliding scale?
Quite right. Yeah.
To make it more affordable and also for the rich people to fund it. You know, it's like everything. Everything should work that way.
It should. Yes. Yeah. What a lovely, yes, it's a really nice system, that. And I found with the bus, for example, that people are more generous than the people are not generous. Let's put it that way. And so it actually works in your favor in the end, doing things like that.
Oh, is that a sort of pay what you can thing as well then?
No, it's just one of those funny things with the bus. It's 80p to ride on the bus, but unfortunately at the moment it's got to be exact change only because we're not allowed to handle money.
Right.
But the vast majority of people just chuck a
like
quid
the
in.
Queen. Sorry, go on.
they throw a pound in, and it's not done for crying out loud, that's another 20p I've lost. It's just people feel I'm all right with a pound, that's fine. You know, it's
good, because it's good compared to normal bus prices. That is really cheap.
It is very cheap, also.
It's such a good cause.
Yeah.
Bob the Bus. We love Bob the Bus. How did your gig go, by the way? On Sunday.
Oh, yes, we had a Bob party on Sunday, last Sunday. It was fun. It was great fun. I won't say we're the best band in the world, and won't say we're the worst band in the world. Okay. I don't think we can be the worst, but it's
somewhere in between.
It's good fun. It's just good fun. It's lovely. Yeah. So
I love that bit, the quote under the bat in the band kind of blurb. Not the best, nor the worst band in the world.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad it went well.
Yes, it was fun.
Oh, so, well, talking of Ashburton Arts Centre kind of leads me into the next track that I picked. I kind of picked, I adore Boohoodin and his wonderful songwriting. And I usually would try and get a Boo gig locally every year. And last year, didn't manage anyway. He lives in Glasgow now, and touring just didn't really happen in a way that would fit in with what I had doing. But he's out on the road again, looking spruced up and ready to roll with his amazing songs. And I was thinking, I spotted that he's in on tour in May next year, and I'm going to try and get him to Devon. And I thought, yes, Ashburton Arts Centre or maybe even the Great Hall would be fitting. And I had swimming on my mind, as you know, as my possible theme, and I thought of his great song, which is actually nothing to do with swimming, but it's called Swimming in Mercury, and it's a tribute to David Bowie.
Showed the future to me, skinny and pale, my get out of jail, swimming in mercury. You were the ultraviolet on our new color TV, the constant, the change, the same, swimming in mercury. What a beautiful way, what a beautiful way to say goodbye. What a beautiful way, what a beautiful way to say swimming in mercury. that you're gone now. It's good to know you're free. There at the heart between nature and art, swimming in mercury, swimming in mercury.
Swimming in Mercury by Bouhouadine. I've said that right, yeah. Haven't I? I always get these pronunciation a bit wrong now, but yeah.
Well, his name is spelt so wrongly every time, almost on every list gig listing. I think that the worst one, I don't know if it was actually true, but was Hugh Bouhouadine.
Well, not many people are called Boo, are they? To be fair.
No. Betty, but that's a good thing.
Betty Boo.
I mean, that's a good thing for Boo because he's not.
That's,
you know,
true.
He can stand out. But then you'd think people would get it right because it's different.
Yeah.
For God's sake. It's just three letters. Oh, it's obviously they get that bit right usually, but Hewardine, they often don't. Anyway, that's not what we should be talking about with Boo. Just he's absolutely brilliant. Just one, such an extraordinary songwriter and really missed, really missed his gigs. So. It's great to see him out on the road again.
So you've tried to get him annually down in Devon. Down
yeah, I've been successful. Yeah, usually I'd try and do it around this time of year, actually, to fit in with Halloween, just so that I've got a really great picture that says Boo.
Boo.
With like spookiness around it. And that's so not true. I do have that great thing, but that's not why I book him around Halloween. It's just coincidental. I'm not that sad.
Yeah.
He moves on hastily. He's brilliant, and I'll definitely get him back here in May. That's a long time to wait. It's a long time to wait.
That is a long time.
Anyway, we just have to just try and find him somewhere else meanwhile.
We'll have to find other people in the meantime to fill in that gap.
Oh, you can't.
And it can't be done.
There's nobody around
these parts. There is no music.
Nobody can step into Boo's shoes. Boo-shoe-a-dee.
Boo-shoe-a-dee. There's so much you can do with that, isn't there?
Yeah, sadly. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yes. I was impressed.
There is so much happening. So much happening at the moment. I don't know. Did we just mention, I mentioned what's happening today and tonight, but... You know, the New Line Brewery is pulsing with music at the moment, live music, and looks like the Barrel House is up and running again, and loads happening at Dartington. Christian and I have got a couple of Thursday sessions coming up. Susie Rowe and her band on Thursday, 23rd of September, and then the amazing Tobias Ben-Jacob solo on the 30th of September.
Right.
And then after that, we hope to be running more stuff up there at Dartington, just to be organised, just to find where, because outside becomes impossible on that listed lawn once it starts to be wet and rainy.
And cold.
And cold. Yeah, but you know, you can get over the cold. You can wear a coat and bring
you
an
can.
Umbrella.
But
you can't tread on that lawn can't dance on that lawn once it's
gooey.
Because it's listed.
Is it a listed? Is it?
Yes, it's a listed lawn.
Oh, wow.
You know, not for nothing is it called the Great Lawn.
Oh, I see.
It is great and forever shall be great.
Because it's listed.
With spiky shoes, which brings me to the next song. In These Shoes, a fantastic song by Kirsty MacColl, which she said it's about being a fashion victim and being a slave to fashion and crippling yourself in the process. I think this is a brilliant song written by her and actually three other people. I need to check. I think it's Pete Glenister definitely Pete Glenister and Dave Ruffy, I think. She definitely co-wrote this song, and I think it came from the heart, probably from an experience of wearing crippling shoes or watching somebody stumbling around.
Met a man with a sense of adventure. He was dressed to thrill wherever he went. He said, let's make love on a mountain top, under the stars on a big hard rock. I said, in these shoes,
a bar in Guadalajara. In walks a guy with a faraway look in his eyes. He said, I've got a powerful horse outside. Climb on the back, I'll take you for a ride. I know a little place we can get there for the break of day. I said, in these shoes, no way, Jose. I said, honey, let's stay right here. Strangely alive, I said, in these shoes, I doubt you'd survive. I said, honey, let's do it.
Shoes, Kirsty MacColl. What a great song that is.
Yeah, so amazing. That's really powerful song. Yeah,
that's
so I love that song. I found it when I was looking for songs to arrange for Strange Angels, the a cappella group that I used to be in and write for. And it was really fun writing an arrangement for that. And that one, that is a song that quite often I'd be quite democratic about arrangements, and we'd all take our own part, or, you know, we'd kind of, the majority of it would be just crunchy harmonies all the way through. But this needed a solo, and Jackie Perks was designated the lead for this, and she's just absolutely brilliant. She really embraced it. I don't think we ever sang it in public.
Oh, really?
Sadly. No, didn't get a live airing, but I've still got the arrangement if anyone wants it. I mean, I absolutely love it. I completely agree that that we should not cripple ourselves for fashion, and I refuse to wear high heels. I see people's, like, I don't massage so much anymore, but when I used to massage, you know, women's feet, I think, what have you done? What have you done to yourself?
The lady of this household never wears high heels, mainly because she already towers above everybody else, so doesn't need to.
Yeah, but it's not about height, is it, when people wear crippling shoes? It's about something else,
isn't it? It's it gives you a sexy calf.
Is it?
Is that right?
Does it, Peter?
I don't know.
I'd like to see a photo of you wearing them, but I think
I have one high heels.
To be the
I
judge, yeah.
I've stomped.
Well, of
around
course,
Bristol
and you can feel really good in high heels, and they can make you feel sexy and
I was proper,
good, but...
properly tottering. I have to say, it was
proper totter.
6 feet away from me, Peter. I was liable to go over at any moment. So you've got your pop-up
choir
on the go at the moment, haven't you?
Pop-up choir is popping up all over the place. Well, it's actually popping up on October the 13th for 8 Wednesdays in Totnes. We are going to rehearse in the Methodist church, which is actually a really beautiful space to sing in, as all Methodist churches are great, are built for that, aren't they?
Yes.
Really, for celebrating through singing. And we've got 25 people already, and I think we can probably take 30, so there's room for 5 small ones still. And we're going to, we're rehearsing
Don't apply if you're big. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Take off your high heels. That's for sure. In these shoes. I think, we're rehearsing for a fantastic concert on Sunday, the 5th of December, a Sufjan Stevens Christmas celebration, with a choir, orchestra, some soloists, and amazing songs of Sufjan, who generously puts his 10 albums of Christmas songs onto Creative Commons so that people could just use them and
Very generous.
Just use them and sing. Yeah.
It's had a theme of generosity this show today.
I love that. It's kind of, mercurial, magical generosity.
I like that. That was good. Also taking into account a song that we played earlier as well. That's very cool. Very nice.
Yeah,
nicely
cool.
done.
Yeah. We're cool.
We've got to go. We've got to leave.
Okay. So maybe we could play out with this brand new artist who contacted me. He's from Norway. It's called Ole Ask. And this is a song from one of his latest albums, and it's called All That Matters.
Oh, okay. From Norway, did you say?
From Norway, yeah.
Oh, cool. Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Katie.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
It's been lovely having you. Sorry for the technical difficulties we've had today, but we've sorted them out. I'm rough and we're working properly. And this is...
I'm sure Dot will forgive us.
Thank you, Dot, for putting up with that. Ole, Ask, All That Matters. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Pretty, oh pretty one, like a flower in the sunrise. By the end of the day, you're still on my mind. A day without you is no day at all. When I see a dark gray sky, I feel blue. But you got the colors of love. You got the colors of a rainbow. Beauty inside out, it's all about you. Heartache and pain is history.
whispers to me, it's you, my love. All that matters to me.